Speakeasy.
Words.
Lingo.
Speakeasy.
Language.
Speakeasy on ABC Radio Perth.
Daniel Midgley, linguist and host of the podcast Talk the Talk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you with me? Have you retired from music festivals, Daniel?
Oh, goodness, no. No way. I have always been a huge music dork, and I still go to festivals. I still do. I went to Laneway. A couple of years ago, because Tycho was there and a whole bunch of other artists.
Who was there?
Tycho is a band. It's also a musical artist, a guy named Scott Hansen. They're just super chill. I think you might have some there.
I do. So if you've ever been curious as to what music moves Daniel Midgley, this is it.
This is it.
Oh, yeah. It's quite nice, actually.
That doesn't scream music festival music to me.
Oh, you know, it's the chill part of the afternoon.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, just so you have a little rest.
Gently nodding your head.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, bit having of that sort of action.
Having a little cup of tea at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I was right up front. It was funny because there was a kid who saw me, and I was the oldest guy there, and he said, Are you an undercover cop? And I said, no.
Do you dance?
I get it on a little bit. I boogie around.
Do you feel self-conscious? Do people look at you as a potentially being an undercover police person dancing?
No. You know, I'm growing into my role as awesome older dude. So
so you don't feel uncomfortable when you look around and you're 10 years older than everyone else?
You know, that's just me. I've always been a massive music dork. And there's so much good music now. Oh, my gosh. People who say that there's all bad music now, they haven't listened. There's so much good stuff out there.
Tycho.
So we are going to talk about the Duchess of Sussex, and that is a pathetic attempt at redeeming myself after, rightly, I was taken to task for calling her Meghan Markle.
Which was her name. She is now the Duchess.
She is. I've been told off. She is now the Duchess of Sussex. And what in particular have you got in mind, Daniel Midgley?
I'm not a big royal watcher myself. So any sort of name that they go by or used to go by is fine with me. But it seems that there has been a clip of, can I call her Meghan? Or can I call her Meghan? Because there's an H in there.
There is.
Of her doing a meet and greet. And it was really nice. She got to talk to some people. And the clip went on the internet, and people started buzzing about how maybe she was speaking with a super British accent.
All right, well, let's take a listen to the Duchess of Sussex.
Thank you. Yes, we all had a great day,
yes,
I think.
I'm sure
the sun was shining for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, very lucky all around.
Yeah,
like today almost, yes.
Yeah,
no rain,
yeah, sure.
At the moment.
I'm glad you've come back.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well.
Congratulations.
Meghan.
Well,
if it's there, it's only a little bit, isn't it?
Slightly there.
What did you notice? Anything?
The vowels.
It's all the vowels, isn't it?
It's the vowels.
Accent is all about vowels.
Oh.
Instead of
I thought you were having a moment there, Nadia. So you're imitating the Duchess. But she, I mean, maybe a little bit, but also at times she sounded very American.
I've been listening to that over and over again, and I just can't really pick up very much that sounds British at all. It would be weird if she just sounded toodle-pip, ho-ho, you know, etc. That would be odd. Mm. I would want to study that. But, I got a little bit, but not very much.
So the idea that, well, we may have spoken about this previously, Daniel, the accent, how some people seem to pick it up very quickly and others can live in a country for years and years and years and yet retain their accent.
Are you talking about me?
Just somebody in the room right now.
I have noticed one thing. There is one thing where my vowels have shifted a little bit, and that is the vowel for hot. I used to say hot. It's really hot. Gosh, it's hot. But then one day I stepped outside and I said, oh, it seems really hot today.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And it's one of those things that you catch yourself doing. I didn't want to do it. I didn't mean to do it. But that is one way in which I am speaking more Australianly.
Is it also, if I can just go back to the Duchess for a moment, is it also the tone? She seemed to be a little bit softer, Because American accents can be quite brash and Americans can be quite loud. And I'm not meaning that in an offensive way. She just just seemed a little more refined. Oh, thank you. Oh, we had a lovely day. The tone just seemed a little gentler.
A lot of things can affect your accent. So remember, we all have command over a range of styles and we all switch back and forth throughout the day. The way we talk to our friends isn't the way we talk to our boss and so on and so forth. So when she's out in public, sort of in a way representing Britain, England, what have you, she might, shift a little bit that way. And then when she's not, she might shift back a little bit. I remember the one British guy from my hometown. He liked being British. That was his thing. That was his brand. And so he drew on that as a way of saying, hey, that's what makes me special.
But if you were asked to be more stately, perhaps, or maybe you weren't asked to, but you just felt that it was necessary, then it would make sense also that you're going to pick up on that accent as well.
And she would be coached on all of this
Think so.
You have to be taught how to meet and greet and the questions to be asked. It's all very scripted and all very rehearsed.
Maybe you've seen that meme. Today my daughter said something to me that I didn't think was the most polite, so I asked her to say it again. She said the same exact words, but with a British accent.
Okay.
See what I mean?
So why do we all sing in an American accent?
I don't know if we do. There is this tendency. Okay, here's the short answer. We learn how to sing and we copy each other. And so we sing in the way that we think is the right way. And so sometimes that means that we don't sing with our R's. So we sing in a sort of classical way. But we just heard a Waif song. That sounded pretty Aussie. Although the Aussie of somebody who was in London still. And if you listen to, Frightened Rabbit or Scottish bands, sometimes they can sing very Scottishly.
Okay, he's naming bands I don't know.
He does that.
So, for instance, listening to my daughter sing Taylor Swift, it's very American.
Ah, okay. So that has that kind of
bad reputation. Big reputation. It's that kind of thing.
This is what's known as accommodation, right? We accommodate to who we're talking to. And sometimes who we're talking about. I knew somebody, I was talking about this on Talk the Talk just a little earlier this week, and somebody said that they knew some Molokans. It's a religious movement that originated in Russia, but then they split off and some ended up here in WA, some in California. He knew a young lady who would talk in a Californian accent, but whenever she would talk about her parents, not just to her parents, but about her parents, a little bit of that Russian would creep in.
It is 10 away from 7. We're with Daniel Midgley, linguist and host of the podcast Talk the Talk. We played a little bit of The Duchess of Sussex recently in a public appearance. Do you remember this, Daniel? The Queen's first Christmas message?
No.
Television has made it possible for many of you to see me in your homes on Christmas Day. My own family often gather round to watch television, as they are at this moment. And that is how I imagine you now.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much there at this moment.
So what do you mean when you say there's so much there? What are you hearing? I mean, we all think it's, orphan.
Orphan.
Orphan. Well, she's speaking in a variety of English called RP, the received pronunciation. And the way the Queen speaks has changed over the years. I mean, as it would for anybody. But, I mean, RP isn't just RP anymore. There are some features there that you just don't hear anymore.
But is it less formal, how she speaks now?
Well, that might be how we perceive it, because it doesn't sound so terribly. What's the term for that? If I say cut glass, does that mean anything to anyone? We talk about accents in terms of their plumminess or their sharpness or their brashness or something. But yeah, she's changed, and that probably communicates something about who she's trying to be.
On the text, we're reminded that Princess Mary of Denmark acquired an accent on marriage to the Crown Prince of Denmark. Have you noticed that?
I have, and that, again, that is normal. Remember, the general principle is we talk like the people that we talk to. That's how it works. I'd be curious if any of our listeners have ever noticed their accent changing, or if they've ever put on an accent for some reason. How did that work?
Can our brains be playing tricks on us as well? Actually, it's what you convince yourself that you're hearing.
Okay, now it's time to be depressed. accent is one of those funny things that isn't just dependent on how things sound. There was an experiment at the University of Georgia where they played some audio for students of somebody speaking standard American English, somebody giving a lecture, a woman's voice. And they showed some of the students a picture of a white woman professor and some of the other students a picture of an Asian woman professor. And then they asked how well they understood, and they gave them a test to see how they comprehended the lecture. You see where I'm going with this, mm-hmm. right? If the students saw the photo of an Asian woman, they said that, she's got a bit of an accent, even though it was the same audio, the exact same audio. And when they were given a test, they did worse on the test.
Actually, this is really interesting because I noticed this in Bali. Mm-hmm. When you are ordering at a restaurant or whatever, people suddenly put on an Asian accent. It's like these people can speak English. They can, 2 beers, please. It's like you can just speak normally to them. And it is weird how people do that.
Yes. Accent is
a bit cringeworthy.
It is. And it's one of those fiddly things. It's just, you know, accent isn't just about the way you sound. It's about what you expect to hear.
And then there's the whole aspect where people walk out of a movie having adopted the accent of a particular character or even the way of speaking as well. We're with Daniel Midgley, linguist and host of the podcast Talk the Talk. Derek joins us. Good morning, Derek.
G'day, Benny. How you going?
Well, this morning you've got a question for Daniel?
Not really a question, but I do. I was born in Scotland, but I came out here when I was three years old. And as you can tell, I don't have an accent as far as Scottish goes. Uh-huh. But when I'm speaking with Scottish mates, I do tend to develop a wee bit of a tang.
Oh, fantastic. I would love to hear recordings of you before and during. That would be so interesting.
If it's not too much trouble, Derek, can you do that? Just lay down a little bit of audio before you meet your friends and then surreptitiously record the conversation?
I do that all the time, yes.
Great to hear.
I do find something about Derek's accent, though. I don't find it completely Australian.
Uh-huh. You mean the
just
first
just when
bit.
He spoke
so
normally.
You thought there was
I wouldn't have picked it as Scottish, but I'd picked something.
My two young boys grew up just about all their lives in Australia, and they still sound like dang Americans, at least when they're talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Daniel Midgley, linguist and host of the podcast Talk the Talk.